your thoughts and reaction to President Clinton's trip to North Korea?
Well, I think everybody is obviously happy that the two reporters have been freed, but because of what the North Koreans did, because it was basically an act of terrorism to hold these reporters, you always have to worry about violating the longstanding bipartisan American policy that we don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't negotiate because we don't want to encourage them or other potential hostage takers to think that they can benefit by seizing and holding Americans. And so there's a risk here, I think, by sending somebody as prominent as a former president to obtain their release, that we are encouraging not just the North Koreans, but many others around the world to use innocent Americans as pawns in a larger struggle.
What is North Korea gaining from this trip?
I think we can see North Korea has taken itself out of the corner that it painted itself into by recently exploding its second nuclear device and ballistic missile testing. It's reopened the channel at a very high level. I think Kim Jong-il got a lot of political legitimacy and propaganda value by pictures of him next to former President Clinton, whom, as you recall, they very much wanted to get to North Korea right at the end of the Clinton administration. Now they've done that and really opened a dialogue again with Washington, which had seemingly been limited by their recent actions.
Why do you think the trip came up at this time?
I don't have any reason to think it was due to anything other than the logistics, the pre-cooking the deal to make sure that the two journalists would be released. You know, I don't, with all due respect to President Clinton, I don't think he was doing any negotiating in Pyongyang. I think the deal was prearranged, and my suspicion is it simply took that long to put it together.
The White House says Clinton did not carry a message from Obama, but he must have brought something to Kim Jong-il, or do you think, as you say, he was negotiating?
The White House had said as well that this was a purely private mission. That's simply not believable. A former president, husband of the present Secretary of State, doesn't suddenly turn up in Pyongyang by coincidence. But whether or not Obama gave a message to Clinton expressly because of the conversations that Kim Jong-il and former President Clinton had, I have no doubt that he's carrying a message back to the White House, where I'm sure he'll be meeting with President Obama in just a few days.
Should this trip be seen independently from the North Korea nuclear issue?
Secretary of State Clinton always said that the issue should be kept separate, but I think that's nearly impossible, and I think in any event, in North Korea's view, they were always part of the same strategic struggle, and that's why I think North Korea was more than happy to use these journalists as pawns in the larger struggle over the nuclear program. I think they've succeeded in that.
Do you think this trip could set the stage for a dialogue? And I'm thinking specifically about the resumption of the six-party talks process.
I think it's possible that this could lead to the six-party talks resuming or more direct bilateral conversations with the United States. You know, that's been North Korea's goal for over a decade now, to get back to the kind of bilateral deals that they made during the Clinton administration, like the agreed framework, which the North Koreans proceeded to violate almost before the ink was dry. So again, this was the highest level kind of conversation, purely bilateral. I worry about the impact on our friends and allies in South Korea and Japan, and you know, that's something to watch very carefully over the next few days.
What do you think the fallout will be?
I worry that people in Japan and South Korea who have had over the decades many of their own fellow citizens kidnapped without any explanation by North Korea will worry about the reliability of the United States as a partner. We don't appear concerned enough about their citizens being kidnapped to the point where we took North Korea off of our list of state sponsors of terrorism. But when it's Americans who are at risk, you know, former presidents get on planes and fly to meet with Kim Jong-il.
On a broader last question, and you've been generous with your time, what next? What should the Obama administration do vis-a-vis North Korea?
Well, I don't think there's any indication that North Korea is ever going to voluntarily give up its nuclear weapons program. So I've been of the view for quite some time that the six-party talks could not achieve denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I think the administration needs to get much more serious with China, which holds the key to really North Korea's future in its hands, and to press China to say, if you really don't want North Korea to have nuclear weapons, as you say, we need to find ways to make that happen, which China uniquely can do.
Ambassador Bolton, thank you for your time.